Hey everyone, it's Yoshi, and welcome back to the YoshiCast. I feel like ever since TFCon, a Transformers convention that took place in Chicago last October, that I've been pretty busy editing all the video that we took for the Transmissions podcast. For those of you who don't know, Transmissions is a podcast I co-host with three other really great guys, and there's a link in the show notes to the video from TFCon if you want to check that out. But now, all that work is done and behind me, and I can focus on the YoshiCast, which is great because I've missed a year. I'll be continuing my series on comic book sketch covers for a few more episodes now. I just am really enjoying this hobby, and I want to share as much as I can with you. So while I was at TFCon Chicago, I did get the chance to speak with several Transformers comic book artists about sketch covers. Now, I didn't get the opportunity to interview every single comic book artist that was at TFCon Chicago. The ones I did get to interview were really nice, extremely generous with their time, and I can't possibly thank them all enough for helping me out. I'm so excited to share these interviews with you, starting today with comic book artist Casey Collar. Casey Collar is a great guy and an amazing artist. He got his current gig with IDW doing mostly comic book covers after winning an IDW comic book cover contest. Casey's first cover was an homage to The Killing Joke, where he replaced the Joker with Megatron and replaced Joker's camera with Reflector. The first time I saw this thing, all I could think to myself was, way to set the fucking bar, man. This thing looks amazing. I've been a fan of Casey's for a while now, and I've always held off contacting him for a sketch cover because I wanted the chance to meet him at a convention. Last October, that finally happened. When I learned that Casey would be attending TFCon Chicago, I contacted him and asked him if he would do a commissioned sketch cover for me that I could pick up at the convention. Casey agreed, so I mailed him the comic book sketch cover I wanted him to use, and a few days later, he sends me a picture of the finished design, and the thing looks amazing. I can't believe how well it turned out. So this finished sketch cover is an homage to Secret Origins Special Number 1. I asked Casey to replace all of Batman's villains on this cover with Transformers villains found in the 1980s Marvel comic book run. So starting from left to right, we have Robot Master, The Mechanic, and Circuit Breaker, with Optimus Prime's shadow looming in the background. Casey was also kind enough to include Megatron in the character box for me. At the convention, Casey was beyond generous with his time. Along with giving interviews with me and chatting with me as a fan, we also took a road trip together. So you remember the homage to The Killing Joke Casey did? It turns out someone in Chicago recreated Casey's cover on the side of a building. So Casey, myself, and the Transmissions crew drove out to this building to check it out. It was an amazing experience and something I'll never forget about the trip. So that's enough blabbing for me. I want to get to the interview with Casey. Before I start it, though, keep in mind, in the background, you're going to hear some hammering, you're going to hear some sawing. I got to interview Casey a day before the convention officially opened, so there are still people setting up their booths and getting their merch laid out. It's just background noise. Do your best to ignore it if you can. I apologize. But without any more delay, here's my interview with Casey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the YoshiCast. I'm Yoshi. We're at TFCon 2016 Chicago. And with me is artist Casey Collar.
Yo.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, man.
How's the convention treating you? It'd be better
so far
if it started,
so
right?
Yeah.
So I want to talk about sketch covers.
Okay.
I really love collecting sketch covers, as you can tell. As you know. And it seems to me that this particular aspect of the hobby hasn't reached its apex yet. Like, I really feel it's still getting more and more popular. And more and more books every year seem to have a blank sketch cover copy. How do you like working on them? Do you prefer to work on the, what is it, 11 by 17s?
Yeah, well, I definitely like working on the larger size. And in fact, the one I did for you, I kept thinking, man, I wish I could do this bigger because we can pack in more detail when you're working full size. But I do enjoy the sketch covers.
Yeah. So that's something that I've kind of been experimenting with as a fan slash collector.
Yep.
How much can I ask a particular artist to put into a particular sketch cover? I know there are those that are just set, like headshots. I'm not going to do anything else.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? How did you feel about that particular request?
Well, I mean, it came outside of a convention. When I get them at a convention, I if the person wants it right then and there, I usually have to stick to headshot or maybe torso, but nothing more complex than that. But, you know, folks... other people have gotten a hold of me outside of conventions and asked for a specific thing, and then depending on what it is, you know, the price will change. But for me, that's the way to do it, because especially when you have specific ideas, it really takes time to nail it down and get it right.
It seems like just from the little bit you and I have talked outside this, that you enjoyed working on it. you like the, the uniqueness aspect of what I proposed.
For people out there who want to do this kind of thing, if they meet you at a con or they contact you online, what can they expect for a price? Like, what do you charge, if you don't mind talking about it, what do you charge for a headshot? What do you charge for a full body? Do you charge more for two characters? Do you charge more for an ensemble? What's...
I would say, you know, headshots typically be somewhere around 50. And it's more of a, like a bust to get the head, some of the shoulders, and, you know, maybe a hand in there.
Right. You over-deliver on a headshot.
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, I don't call it a headshot. I call it a bust.
Okay.
But, then like a what I would call a torso, where you get really mostly upper body and, you know, maybe a weapon or a hand or something.
Yeah.
And that's usually around 100. And then anything beyond that is, you know, going up.
Okay.
More. Additional characters.
Right.
It really depends on what you're asking. You know, if I have to, if there's any design elements involved, how much background is involved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it really varies a lot. But, you know, for something complex, it might be a couple $100. Even more, depending. But probably not much more than that.
But that's enough for everybody to have a ballpark.
Yeah.
They've got a starting point now.
Yeah.
So you're cool with being contacted online for commissions,
most
just
of the time.
Mailing back and forth.
Yeah.
You're cool with being contacted ahead of a convention.
Yeah, definitely ahead of a convention is great.
Right. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Well, you can friend me on Facebook just under my name, or find me on Twitter under my name, KCW Collar. Really, that's the best way to do it. I don't do a lot of other websites other than that. I don't do Tumblr. I'm not on Instagram.
Right. You have a limit to your social media.
That's how to put it, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, really, Facebook or Twitter are the way to go.
Okay. Well, that's awesome, bro. I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much. You have a good con.
All right. You too.
Later.
Later.